All right. This morning, I'm actually going to not just have us read the scriptures as a body, but we're going to work through them step by step. So let's first look at Ezekiel chapter 22, verses 3 and 26. And say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. You city that brings on herself doom by shedding blood in the midst and defiles herself by making idols. Her priests do violence to my law and profane my holy things. They do not distinguish between the holy and the common. They teach that there is no difference between the unclean and the clean, and they shut their eyes to the keeping of my Sabbaths, so that I am profaned among them. Now you may say, what does verse 3 have to do with verse 26? Actually, if we were to read that whole section, it is charge after charge after charge after charge of sin by the people of Israel. And the prophet is listing these sins, Ezekiel. And he's trying to make them understand what they're doing wrong. And so I want us to look at verse 26 as it says that they don't understand the difference between the common and the holy. They don't understand how something should be pure and kept pure. And they're not distinguishing this. So as we learned last week in Genesis and in Exodus, we saw that God said the Sabbath was His holy day. And yet we find over and over examples where the Israelites didn't use this blessing. They just couldn't seem to comprehend it. Or they were too worried about other things. And so here I want us to stop and think about how we need to recognize that the Sabbath from sundown to sundown is holy time. It's sacred time. We're supposed to keep it pure. It's consecrated time. Now let's talk about what it means to be pure. Okay. If I'm going to make lemonade, what do I need? Okay, I'm going to need a pitcher. I'm going to need lemons, water, sugar, yes. Okay, who wants to drink lemonade that's unsugared? Who's ever heard of that? All right, but that would be pure lemonade. What if I decided to put raspberries in it? Is it now just pure lemonade?
No.
Now, we might like it. But it's no longer pure lemonade. So that's just an example of how we stop and think about what it means something to be pure. It means that it has only the ingredients that it's supposed to have. And that's what we need to think about as we think about the Sabbath. I've called this morning's sermon a how-to manual. Now, I have not given you in your outline a whole list of applications. Why? Because that's what you and the Holy Spirit have to do. You have to apply the principles that God has given to us. So as we think about the Sabbath and keeping it pure, we need to recognize that the things that we should have in it are consecrated things. Things that God says are things that we need for every day. And so we're going to go through and talk some of these. But I want us to also look now at Isaiah 58 verses 13 and 14. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride in triumph on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. All right. Now, I remember a youth retreat that I was conducting back when my children were youth. Just a few years ago. Yesterday, actually. So, anyway, we were talking about the Sabbath and how we should observe the Sabbath. And one of the kids said, oh, this scripture says I'm supposed to delight in it. So that means I can go and do anything I delight in. I says, whoa, wait. What happened to the rest of the verse? You see, so often we tend to take one little bit that sounds nice, that we like, and then we'll blow it up to the big portion. But we have to recognize we need to look at what the whole context is. We need to stop and think about the fact that he says, yes, I want you to delight in the Sabbath, but it says not doing your own pleasure. The delight is in what? In the Lord. In the Lord. In being with Him. In the fact that our Heavenly Father wants to spend time with us. Is that not wonderful? You know, God loves you. And He said, come and spend the day with me. Spend the day with me. So, now, we have a lot of examples, actually. If you would read through the Gospels and look at what Jesus did on the Sabbath, and I would challenge you to do that. Just read through the Gospels, and every time you see what Jesus is doing on the Sabbath, stop and think, okay, how does that compare to my life? Okay, so let's take a look at some of these. Can you look in Luke 4, verses 16 through 21? Well, actually, verse 16, but I've listed the others because it gives you the context. So he went to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went to the synagogue as was his custom. So what did Jesus do on the Sabbath day? He went to the synagogue. And if we were to read further on in Luke 4, what does it say that Jesus did in the synagogue? He took the scroll of Isaiah. He opened the scroll and he read the scroll. And if you remember, that was when he was first sharing what his ministry was all about. I have come to preach the good news, the gospel to the poor. I have come to set the captives free, to break the chains of those in bondage. I have come that they might have life and have it abundantly. That's bringing another part of Scripture in. But those first three were all right out of that Luke 4 Scripture. Guys, Jesus gave us our marching orders right there. That's our marching orders. He went to the synagogue because he wanted to hear God's word read. He wanted to be all about God's word. And then he also would leave the synagogue after he had participated in that time. And what do we find him doing? Mark 2:23 through 28. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as his disciples walked along, they began to pick some heads of grain. Now the Pharisees said to him, look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath? And he answered, have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need? In the days of Abiathar the priest, he entered the house of God and he ate the consecrated bread, which is lawful only for priests to eat. And he also gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Now, in this scripture, we see several things. One, we see the understanding of what the Pharisees saw. The Pharisees believed that the disciples were working because they were picking the grains, they were taking the chaff off, and so they were actually, in their mind, working. Now, and they were, according to what their understanding was. They were. That's right. But Jesus said, look, they were hungry. They were hungry. And then he pointed to King David, who was dearly loved, who could do no wrong, and yet we know he did many wrongs, but was forgiven. And he said, he went into the temple and he took this holy consecrated food because they were in need to eat. Now, so what do we see Jesus saying? That it is not wrong to take care of a need. Now, I don't expect us to become these Pharisees and say, okay, I'm going to make sure that I'm always in need of this or that on the Sabbath because that's what I want to do. The concept is, if you're in a situation and there's a situation that you couldn't control, you have a need, you go ahead and take care of that need. But was Jesus saying that I should just always plan on having all my needs met, that I postpone them all during the week? No, I don't see that there. Because he said, I am Lord of the Sabbath. He says that take care of your needs, but I am Lord of the Sabbath. And the Sabbath was made for man because man needs the Sabbath. He needs that time with his Maker, his Creator. So we find that Jesus worshiped. Then he also said it's important to take care of needs. Then in Luke 6 through 10, we find this. And on another Sabbath, he went into the synagogue and he was teaching. And a man whose right hand was shriveled was there. And the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus. So they watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. But Jesus knew what they were thinking. He said to the man with the shriveled hand, get up and stand in front of everyone. So he got up and he stood there. Then Jesus said to them, I ask you, which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? He looked around at them all and then said to the man, stretch out your hand. He did so, and his hand was completely restored. I know for some of you, you think, Pastor, why is this important? We've heard this story all our lives. But I want us to understand that it is again a principle that God has given to us to know what to do with this special gift. He said, I gave you the Sabbath, but... And this is what I really love. Jesus said over and over, I see what the Father is doing, and that's what I do. And what did Jesus do on every single day? Whatever he saw the Father doing. If he saw the Father healing, then he healed. If he saw the Father feeding, then he fed. Can you imagine? He looked to the Father and the Father saying, they are all hungry, feed them. So guys, we want the Sabbath to become special. But special in the right way. So my challenge is that we stop and think about how and what we do. We take these principles and we start applying them. We make applications. But I want you to realize that each of you has to allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. And one person may feel that the Holy Spirit has said that they should do this, and another may feel that the Lord has said, no, I shouldn't. Now, where do we leave that? We leave that with the individual and their relationship to the Holy Spirit. And in my life, I have found that at times, my convictions have changed. So don't be surprised if you find your convictions change. And as you learn to walk in the blessing of the Sabbath, don't be surprised if at one part of your life it looks like this and another part it looks a little different. But I also say that the Scripture says we need to actually make decisions about what we're going to do. Not let just life throw out anything. But choose. You know, over and over, they said, choose this day who you will serve, either the Lord or mammon. Choose. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choose. Guys, we have to choose. And the Sabbath is part of what we have to decide how we're going to choose and what we're going to choose on that day. How is it going to best be serving the Father, watching and seeing what He's doing? So, just to throw out ideas now, I can see where Marjorie would drive all the way to Athens on the Sabbath to minister to Chuck. Now, I'm not saying that the Lord's told her to do that, okay? That's not a word of knowledge. I'm just saying these are things that we can look and see what would the Father want us to do. And I can see where the Lord may send someone. And I'm not saying Marge for sure. I just used her because that's her relative. But God may lay it on our heart to do something that we would normally not do on the Sabbath because it's something that needs done for His kingdom. So, think about these principles. He said you can take care of your needs. But He doesn't say, well, let's postpone all my needs till the Sabbath and take care of them all then. But He says, worship, learn, teach, pray. There was one other scripture that I had thought about. If you remember, Jesus had been at the synagogue and Simon's mother-in-law was sick and they had gone to Simon's house. And what did they do? Immediately, Jesus healed the mother-in-law. But what did she do the second she got up? She served them. She ministered to them. Okay? Out of a grateful heart, she ministered to our Lord and took care of His needs. So, I don't... It's awful easy for us to make this list of I will not do. And I'm asking you, don't get hung up on the I will nots. Get hung up on the I wills. That's where I think Jesus wants us to major. The I wills. I will be about my Father's business. I will heal the sick. I will teach. I will read His word. I will be with Him. So that's my challenge for us today. That we would be able to conform to the image the Lord wants for us in our keeping of His Sabbath. Amen. Father, again we come and we thank You for the blessings that we receive so bountifully. We know that every good and perfect gift comes from You. We thank You so much for Your love, for Your mercy. But Lord, we thank You for the renewal that comes from spending time with You. Lord, renew us this day. Help us to grow. Help us to be refreshed. Help us to walk as light in this dark world. In Jesus' name, amen.